Ball game played on an aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson. This Veterans Day, truly amazing. Today's rates are just as amazing. 3.99% on a 30-year fixed, APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-8011. And don't forget to watch the 2011 Quicken Loans Carrier Classic on ESPN November 11th.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
Marge, I swear I didn't touch her. You know how bashful I am. I can't even say the word titmouse without giggling like a schoolgirl.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I sighed, but it's not a bad sigh. It's a gray sky, wet, cold sigh. Could you turn my headphones down just a notch?
See, mine too.
There was a time when you folks didn't have to hear us say that because I had a control box, and it worked, and I just reach up and turn them up or down. I can't do that anymore. I have to rely on Peon to do it because our equipment every year...
Technology.
Yeah, it's great.
It's more and more archaic. How's everybody doing here today?
Okay.
Why is there a big knife sitting here?
Oh, let me have it.
How's everybody doing?
I'm not talking to you, Lauren.
No.
That's my knife that I use to open mail.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Let me tell you something. This is the sharpest.
You could cut somebody's head off.
This is the sharpest knife.
Oh yeah.
I've ever owned. This knife is it's like a razor, straight razor you could shave with.
And you use it to cut newspaper
and to open letters.
Well,
I mean,
the poor knife is looking
this
for something.
This would dismember through the bone.
Yeah.
A human or not.
I know. That knife is thinking, come on, man. Use my full potential.
This is the most frustrated knife in the world. You cutting the paper with me again?
What?
Yeah. Get me a grizzly bear's head to
disembowel somebody or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's nasty.
Disembowel.
Man, this is a good day, and I'm going to tell you folks out in radio land, as they say, why it's a good day. We're fired up here. We're on a straight and level course for new business. Most businesses right now are looking for new business. We are no exception. And so the push is on, and I'm just going to tell you, this is not like one of those, well, if you don't buy it, I got another customer who will. You know, that routine that some of the real estate people use and sometimes a car salesman will use. Not Landoff. Now, that's not what this is, but I'm going to tell you, if you ever wanted to be a part of this show, and that probably will happen only if you listen to the show, because only then would you get it, would you understand how it works for advertisers. But if you want to, I would say you need to check into and start asking some questions about how to make that possible, because I hope I'm right when I say by the end of this year, you're not going to be able to get on this show. It's going to be sold out. The way it used to be. So that's where we're headed, and I'm fired up about it. Do we have any, and you can do that by contacting me at francopinion@yahoo.com. Any Burke segment?
I finally got the address to mail my son a letter, and you know how long it's been since I've written a letter? I'm on about page 5, and my hand is like,
wow.
I'm trying to figure out a way I can write with different fingers.
And you lose, as you write, the ability to make it have
it's
it be legible.
Messy.
It gets worse as you go.
Now, do you write cursive or do you print?
No, I did cursive.
Because
There's a few people.
Yeah, but her
I know.
Cursive is son of a.
There's a few people
blank
I know.
Blank sucker.
And we've received notes from them or letters from them, and you open it up and they write cursive. You can't read half. You can't make out half of the words.
I know. I tried really hard to make it.
Well, less. Then, well, we can also tell when it's usually like somebody 70 plus. They send a letter.
Oh yeah.
Impeccable penmanship.
And it's large
it's
normally
like,
too. Except my dad writes real teeny, amazing. Little, and it's perfect.
Some people, instead of as they get older, the writing falling apart, it gets better.
Yeah.
Their handwriting gets better.
Maybe
they
take slow
more,
down.
They
or
do.
Something.
They're not in a hurry.
And they had a big story on the Today Show that they're going to not teach cursive in school anymore.
No, so in my letter,
they're going to teach cursing.
Yeah. Oh, all
in my letter, I was writing, and then all of a sudden I'm writing. I forgot how much it hurts to write this much. Your next letter may be typed.
Well, this is a nice
honey.
Thing to say.
I know.
To your
I
son,
felt bad, but
basically saying to your son, you're not
son.
Worth.
I think I could tell him more if I type it because it just.
You're not worth a little finger hurting.
Yeah.
I just thought the writing was more personal.
I never want to hear from you again, my ex-son.
Yeah, you're not worth Corporal Tunnel.
Yeah.
So do you,
corporal?
It's not corporal.
Did I say corporal?
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah, and I think you did it because that's what you think it is.
Well, he's in the...
No, hang on, don't tell him. What is it?
It's corporal.
No, it's not corporal.
I said Corporal Tunnel, right?
It's not corporal.
It's not corporal.
What is it?
It's carpal.
Carpal?
Idiot.
C-A-R. It's okay, dude.
Yeah, carpal.
Huh. You really think it's bad to type it? You really?
You refer to me as Corporal Tunnel, son.
Hey, you know what? That ought to be the last name. If your last name is Tunnel, you ought to go in the military, and
corporal.
Your goal is to remain a corporal. Corporal Tunnel. Yeah.
I'm just thinking here to
myself. No, I don't think it's bad to type it.
Okay.
I'm just thinking here to myself. I think the only thing I've written in the last year is...
Was that dirty stuff in the bathroom wall?
Is my signature.
Yeah.
Oh, I write down stuff I have to do every day, and then sometimes I'll make up songs.
Because I make notes on my phone now.
Occasionally, on an envelope to be mailed, I will write the address on the envelope.
I don't mail.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mail
some
anything.
Things you have to mail. Your
no.
taxes. Oh, you're doing it on
I
computer.
Mail
everything's on computer,
stuff.
Yeah.
Ask poor Joni Baloney up front. I always have mail.
I just sent my dad a CD, and I put it in on an envelope, and I wrote his address on it. But yeah, you're right. Besides, I don't write. Sit down and write a paragraph or anything.
Writing's for idiots.
Writing's for
cave
people.
And you don't know exactly what to say because, I'm writing down, and then next weekend we have the birthday party, and then we have, it's like, is that bad to tell them? Because it's like, you're missing this and you're missing this. But
no, I think he,
he knows he's going to miss his birthday
for,
and Christmas.
You know,
that's a good
for,
question, though. I wouldn't overdo the, boy, are we having fun here stuff.
Right.
That might make him
I kind of put like, woohoo. Or something. I was trying to downplay it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, maybe he reads it as, woohoo! Oh, like you're going.
Don't tell me that. I've already put it in the box.
But here's what you can't do when you write your son who's away in the military. You can't either, you also don't want to make it sound like she's depressed, everything here.
Right.
So you don't want that.
And I was afraid to put the X's and O's because I didn't know if they'd make fun of him if somebody saw it.
Well, no, I don't think soldiers do that to each other. They wouldn't see that and go, what are you doing it with your mom? Yeah, that's not like the soldiers I remember.
I only put a couple X's in a heart.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
But I bet it's, I'm sure it's different for everyone, but I would think you want to keep up with what's back home. You don't just as an escape, almost because you're in the same monotonous thing every day. You want to hear about
the normal
something else
stuff.
That of your family that's doing. I don't know. It's probably different for everyone. How they handle it.
Well, you're trudging through the mud. We're going to be having a great time at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Sorry, this Thanksgiving you're, out on bivouac digging a hole to poop in, but you're having a big old turkey and dressing and a good old time watching football.
Yeah, maybe not so many details.
We used to carry it's called an entrenching tool. It was a foldable, collapsible shovel. And when you're on bivouac, there's a specific measurement. And the sergeant would come by and measure your cat hole, that's what it was called, to poop in to make sure it was the right depth. Because when you poop in the hole that you dug, you don't want to cheat and have it only be, 3 inches deep. Poop's too close to the surface. So they would come by and look at your poop hole to make sure it was...
Do you have toilet paper with you, too?
Yeah, they issue you... Army grade toilet paper.
Was your poop in your poop hole when they looked at it?
No.
They stick the shit.
No.
They have like a ruler they put down in there?
Well, they have like a tape measure. Yeah. Yeah, they know. They can tell from the handle of their shovel.
4 inches. You need to eat more roughage.
I have a question. Do you actually place yourself on the cat hole?
You squat over it.
Couldn't you just plop right down on the cat hole?
I guess you could.
That would be more comfortable, I think.
If you wanted to sit in the mud, then when you get up, you don't know which is mud which is, you know.
Oh, so it's wet?
Well, sometimes it is. It rains.
Poison ivy?
It rains when you're out there doing that stuff. Yeah, or poison ivy, or whatever else.
Nobody should ever have to squat while doing that. That's not the most comfortable position.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Some of those countries, I've seen that pictures online where in hotels, even like
they stand
Asian
over
countries,
a hole.
It's just a hole in the ground.
Let me tell you, my wife was a travel agent for 16 years. She came home from a trip to, I don't know, Egypt or where in the heck it was, and she said, I've never in my life seen, you're right, it's like walking into a shower, a public shower, mm-hmm. and there are holes in the floor, and people stand over the holes and poop.
Remember Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah.
They went in there, and then they pushed that kid down into it.
Oh.
What's the point of that? I mean, you could at least just put
saves on porcelain.
There's no plumbing. There's no sewage.
No, I know, but you don't have to. You could just make a
sort of
pardon,
a seat.
Pardon the pun, a stool with a hole in it. That's just, you know, even if it's a foot off the ground.
If you've always stood up, what difference would it make?
Well, I would go.
You wouldn't even know.
Well, I would
Can
once I sat on something.
Can you imagine the first one of those people that sits down?
Oh my goodness!
Wow, this feels great.
Holy crap!
You sit down to poop?
I can't believe we squatted all those
That's
years.
Weird.
You Americans, you got it all. Sit down pooping.
Wow.
Now I have a weird question, and I'll admit that it's weird. If I ate for a week the exact same thing that a dog ate. Could you tell which was human poop and which was dog? Well, that's a good question. If I ate Purina, whatever.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or kennel ration.
I think it would smell just like the dog.
I'm not talking about the smell. We need taste.
I didn't eat it.
But could you analyze and tell, like a scientist, which came from a person and which came from a dog, if you ate the same thing?
It'd have to be a big dog.
I'm not getting into volume. I'm just saying, could you tell? I think that's a legitimate question.
I think the dog food would probably...
It has different enzymes or acids or something in it than a human body would have.
Add to the...
We'll ask Dr. Doug next time if he can tell his poop from a dog's poop. I think it's a good question. Laugh if you will. Be upset or offended if you will. It's a good question.
Well, can you tell your pee from the dog pee?
I don't know.
Well, it's the same question, isn't it?
Well, I think
we both drink water,
but
we drink a lot of other things besides water,
but,
and dogs
again,
only drink water.
If all I drank was water, and all the dog drank was water, could the same thing? Could they tell?
Did you ever notice it seems like where the dogs pee a lot, the grass will get real green?
Yeah.
I wonder if that would happen if you went out
it's
there.
It's urea,
pee,
I'm sure.
I have no idea.
You know, all you had to do was wait a couple
if
days.
If you gave
whoever's
the doctor
white.
For a urine sample your dog's pee, and they just had water, would they come back and go, hey, this is dog urine? I think they would.
Oh, like
I think
for a drug could... test. Just think if you brought your dog's pee in.
Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't look too suspicious. Can I bring my dog in with me?
No, you sneak it in.
I'd just like to congratulate all of us from going from Tina's nice letter to her son to dog pee and dog poop.
Not everybody can do this. This is a talent.
That's right.
Not everybody possesses. No one at KMOX can do what we just did.
That's right.
I'm just telling you, it's not going to happen.
Great segue.
Any other Burke segment?
No.
Anything? Dan, nothing? No? Sorry, interrupt you on a personal call? Anything from you?
No, I don't.
We can get the show on the road. The phones are going crazy. So, Dan, if you would, please stop talking and take these calls. Thank you. 314-969-KTRS, which is 314-969-5877, or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Up first is Brad. Hello, Brad. How are you?
Great. Love the show. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you for that.
Hallelujah. A couple of things. Tina, I retired from the military. Anybody in the military, they love to get letters from home. You don't know what's going on back home.
You know what's sad, though, Brad, and I remember this, and maybe you do, too. Mail call, and the poor guy that never got anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's horrible.
There ought to be, And maybe there is. We need to look into this. A place where you can mail anything, and it goes. There's a list of people who never get mail. I don't know how you would get that list, but does that make sense? And you send just, anything? Hey, thanks for what you're doing, and hope I don't know if you're keeping up with the World Series, and here's some cookies signed to somebody you don't know.
I think they do have places like that.
I think that'd be a great thing to do for that guy that never gets any mail.
Yeah, and another thing, Frank, if you were pooping in my yard, I would notice it.
Wow. He's saying if you came out later and it could have been a dog or Frank, and you could tell.
Could they tell if you submitted it to a scientist? I think they could. I think they could.
I think someone would notice you in my yard.
No, I didn't say I'm coming to your yard. To do it. Anything else, Brad?
Not right now. One thing, I love the show. I don't know if you guys remember, it's been quite a few years ago. I was the guy over in Iraq you sent bumper stickers to, and I was plastering them all over the place.
We absolutely remember that. I think you even sent a couple of pictures.
Yeah, I had one right after a USO show with Robin Williams.
Wow. That's right. I do remember that picture.
Yeah.
So, okay, I love the show.
Thank you, Brad.
Keep it up.
All right.
Thank you.
Call anytime.
Bye.
There goes Brad, and here comes Tony. Hello, Tony.
Good afternoon. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Where else in the country can you tune into a radio station and talk about pee and poop?
Nowhere else but here. And talk about it in an intelligent and informative, curious
scientific
way. Yeah, it's not just about poop.
Exactly.
When you get
Dr. Doug on, I think there's a difference between a female dog and a male dog's urine.
I would think absolutely that they could analyze
hormones.
That and tell which is which, because they can with humans.
I think the female dog's urine will kill the grass.
Really?
Yeah. Ask Dr. Doug about that next time he's on.
All right. We'll try to remember to do that. That's a good question. All right.
And you guys have fun sometime.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
We'll try.
We'll work on it. It's a grind, but we'll get through it. This is Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Yeah, hello. AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What service is Tina's son in? The Marines?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I got a T-shirt here. I don't know if you'll fit in it, but I would love to give it to you.
Let's hope it's too tight.
Wow.
What size is it?
Extra large.
Oh, crap.
Yeah,
we'll shrink it. Hey, shrink it before you give it to
her. Thing.
What's it say?
Wash it in hot water.
Marine Corps on it. You can use it as a sleep shirt.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks. I put my sticker on my car that says "Proud Parent of a U.S. Marine."
Oh,
yeah,
as
I'll
women would say, oh.
I get off at 3, so I'll drop it by one day this week. I work right at Westport.
Well,
all right,
thank you.
Wash it, shrink it, and then soak it down with water before you drop it off.
Yeah.
What do you want to get it tight?
Yeah.
And see through.
And cut two small strategic holes in the upper part of the shirt.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him, Glenn.
And then bring it back.
It's got a marine dog on it on the front. It's pink.
A pink marine dog?
Shirt.
Yeah.
All right, you know where to cut the holes,
US
Glenn.
U.S. Marine Corps.
All right. Glenn, thank you.
Okay. Right. I'll drop it off.
Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
People are nice to you. You got that bike light and a tail light.
No.
Now you're getting T-shirts. What are we getting?
Nothing.
You know what I get from Bobby Whitehead? Some insect repellent.
And it's cool when you're riding with that light on. Everybody's looking at you.
Uh-huh. I'm sure it is. One more, then we'll take a break. This is Bob, everybody. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
No, you're Bob.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. You're welcome.
I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, Frank, will you please stop pooping in my yard?
What is this all about?
I don't know. It's, I don't know. You brought up the...
Yeah, but I didn't say anything about
in
his yard.
I know, but...
Well, it sure looked like you out there.
Uh-huh. Okay, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
No, we don't question. We just move on. Talk about Schaefer. Let's talk about who remembers the number that Bobby Whitehead gave us of reported deer strikes every year in the state of Missouri. And these are just reported, and they figure that for every one reported, there are two unreported. Now, before you answer, let me tell you that I have hit four deer. I've torn up four cars. Only one of those was reported to the police, because the next time I called, they said, was there another vehicle involved? Are there any injuries? And I said, no. And they said, there's really nothing we can do. You just call the insurance company. Is the deer off the road? I said, yeah, in three pieces. So that's four where one was reported. What was the number he said every year in Missouri?
9,000.
9,000 exactly.
Wow.
9,000 deer that either hit cars or cars hit them in the state of Missouri alone every year that are reported, which tells me we've got easily 25,000 to 30,000. That is a lot of torn up cars. Now, what do you do when that happens? Here's what I do.
Cry.
I don't cry. I've never cried. Wanted to, but I call Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, and have for the last 10, 12 years. I used to use another auto body place 15 years ago. 13, 14, 15 years ago. And when Schaefer, I've told the story before, when Schaefer wanted to come on board, I didn't know anything about Schaefer. So I called the only person I knew to call, and that was my friend who had a very good body shop. And I said, have you heard of this Schaefer? They're thinking about coming on the show, and I don't want to advertise for them unless they're really, really good. And he said, well, how do you like our place? We've done body work for you. And I said, you are excellent. He said, well, I'd like to say that on a scale of 1 to 10, we're a 10, and Schaefer's a 9. But the truth is, Schaefer is a 10.
Ooh.
They are as good as we are, and that's all I needed to hear because I knew this place was good. And it has turned out to be true. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. And you know what? It's about more than just latest, greatest, state-of-the-art, paint-matching computer capability. It's about the way they handle everything. If you're a baby boomer and your mom or dad, you know, older person gets in a wreck, it's very confusing. It's frightening. Sometimes they don't really know what to do. It's been a while since they were in a wreck. They don't know who to call. Let me tell you something. If they're in the hands of the folks at Schaefer, you don't have a thing to worry about. They will take them from the beginning to the end of the process till that car is back home safe in the driveway or the garage. If they have to pick it up, they will. If they have to get a rental car for you or your mom, your dad, they'll do it. They take care of everything. They make this so painless. What initially is a painful thing, my car's wrecked. I love my car. I guess there are people who don't care about their cars. They have a wreck, I don't care. They don't like their cars anyway. But most people, they don't want their car wrecked, torn up. They want it fixed as soon as possible, but they want it done right. Here's how you do that. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 7 locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
With a look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, I'd like to thank a KTRS listener called in and let us know we've got an accident in the South County area. It's Lime Ferry and Buckley. Also have some portions of Buckley that's shut down due to this crash. Got another accident just called in now. It's on westbound Natural Bridge at 170. The left lane is blocked. They're working with the crash. Cave Springs northbound at I-70. And they still are working with this fuel spill. It's on eastbound 270 before 367. The right lane is closed. Look for a bit of a backup behind that. This traffic report is brought to you by The Big Bang Theory on TBS. The Big Bang Theory is now on TBS. Genius. Don't miss The Big Bang Theory tonight at 7 p.m. TBS. Very funny. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You can submit your questions at our website, americaswealthmanagementshow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit americaswealthmanagementshow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is the roofer for Lane House Construction. If you're one of the thousands of homeowners that's had their home damaged by the storms, please take a moment and contact the area's leading exterior remodeling company, Lane House Construction. We've handled hundreds of insurance claims, so we have the experience to help you get through this very trying process. Lane House Construction is A-rated and an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. Lane House won the Super Service Award from Angie's List last year for roofing, siding, and windows. We are local, located at 3814 Lime Ferry Road in St. Louis County. Lane House Construction doesn't require any money down. We don't get paid until the job is done. If you're unsure if you have damage, give us a call. We'll come out and we'll check the house at no charge. So call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or area-wide at 866-546-ROOF or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
How would you like to join other KTRS listeners?
in Hawaii. You'll depart St. Louis March 2nd and spend 12 days in paradise, where the average daytime temperature is 73 degrees in March. You'll sail aboard NCL's state-of-the-art Pride of America, a newer freestyle ship that's all casual, with no formal nights. You'll be dining when and where you want. You'll visit Kauai, Maui, and on the Big Island, the orchid capital of the world, Hilo, as well as the sleepy fishing village of Kona. Plus, you'll spend four nights in Waikiki Beach, with sightseeing included. Prices including airfare from St. Louis start at only $2,828. A terrific price for everything included. For your brochure, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Space is limited, so call today, 1-800-736-7300, to travel with other KTRS listeners departing March 2nd. Call 1-800-736-7300.
You gotta go to Bo.
Go to Bo.
Bo Boyfriend Ford. When the best deal is what you're looking for.
Are you ready for a new Ford car or truck? Then get ready for Bo Boyfriend Ford's Green Tag Sales Event. We put our lowest price on our best sellers. Look for the green tags to find your savings.
You gotta go to Bo.
Go to Bo.
You gotta go to Bo.
Go to Bo.
Ford. Every car and truck is tagged for savings. We're clearing out 2011 and introducing 2012 models. Test drive and compare a 2012 Ford Fusion. Check out Ford Fiesta. It's a gas sipper with 40 highway miles per gallon. Green tag prices show you all the Ford rebates and incentives, plus Bose bottom line discount. It's easy. No hassle, no negotiation. It's our new model year introduction. Look for the green tags and save. Bo Boyfriend Ford on Manchester Road, just east of Clarkson at the light, or go to Bo.com.
Welcome, everyone. Okay, will anybody with a bad hip, knee, foot, or ankle please stand up?
Ow, it hurts to stand.
Oh, sorry. Okay, anyone with hand, wrist, elbow, or shoulder pain, can you raise your hand?
No. Oh, I can't.
All right, how about folks with spine or back problems? Just walk this way.
Hold on, give me a second. I'm slow.
Wow, you guys are really hurting. You know, you need to check out SSM Orthopedics. They can get you back to being you again. They have the area's leading board-certified orthopedic physicians. In fact, SSM Orthopedics does more knee replacements than anyone in St. Louis. No matter which part of your body hurts, they'll help you work toward living pain-free. Now, how does that make you feel? Yeah. Thought so. Sign up for free seminars today at ssmhealth.com/orthopedics or call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Find the health and wellness you've been wanting at the Your Journey to Wellness Expo, Saturday, October 22nd at the St. Charles Convention Center, starting at 10 a.m. Enjoy topics, techniques, and products for acupuncture, feng shui, herbs, natural cooking, massage, Pilates, healing, therapeutic services, and yoga meditation. Over 60 exhibitors with door prizes galore and food samples. Admission is free. Visit yourjourneytowellnessexpo.com for more information.
Let's all stay very zen. Chase Freedom is giving away $1 million in the $1 million Get Your Cash Back sweepstakes. Deep breath. Glide to your computer, like the Chase Freedom Facebook page, and enter for your chance to win. Ooh, I am bad at zenning. Get your cash back in the Chase Freedom $1 million Get Your Cash Back sweepstakes.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Sweepstakes end 10-23-11. Void where prohibited. Open to U.S. residents 21 or older. For complete official rules and how to enter, go to facebook.com/chasefreedomcashback. Facebook not associated with this promotion.
Ready to finish your degree? DeVry University is ready to help. We have bachelor's degree programs and specializations covering 34 growing career fields. We'll help you transfer up to 80 qualifying credit hours and evaluate financing options, including scholarships. So whether you take classes online or at our convenient St. Louis campus, we'll help keep you on the path to the degree and career you really want. Learn more at DeVry.edu. And let nothing stand in your way.
The second annual Dine Ferg Pink campaign includes 11 participating Ferguson restaurants raising money for breast cancer by donating a percentage of sales on select menu items, including souvenir glassware and t-shirts at Ferguson Brewing Company, downtown Ferguson, 15 minutes from everywhere.
This Sunday on The Dennis George Show, 9 to 11, join Dennis, Matt, and Julia as they broadcast live from Sub-Zero Vodka Bar in the Central West End.
It's The Dennis George Show
with Matt Connor
and Julia Escher
here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Come on, feet. Start moving. Got to give me
CD on sale last week at a big record store, and it was all of Michael Jackson's number one hits. Tell you something, some fantastic music. This guy was a freak, but man, could he produce music. Billie Jean and Beat It and Thriller and all this stuff is on there.
I was looking through stuff this morning for the Wood Report, and there was a video of the 1993 Super Bowl halftime show he did.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. I don't even remember seeing that.
Oh,
but,
I do.
I mean, he's like blowing up through the stage, he's up on top of those monitors out of the top, and then all the smoke, and then they had all those people in the stands that made the
pictures. It was a huge spectacle. He was a great showman. I still think he was a pervert and a weirdo and a freak, but he was a genius. And that CD, man, I've listened to that thing four or five times. There's some great music in there. Now, we're going to go to the phones. Piano, if I here it is right here. I have, ladies and gentlemen, in my hand the coveted recipe for Famous Bar's French onion soup. The real deal. From the Missouri Restaurant Association. If I gave it to you in this form, thank you, Elizabeth Higgins, for sending me this. Could you get it on the Facebook page?
Yes, we had two or three people post one on our page, but I'll double check and make sure if it's the same one and if it's the same one.
We need to see
if
it matches.
Yeah.
This Missouri Restaurant Association, pretty credible. This should be it. See if they match.
And somebody posted on there, too, on the Facebook page that... a link to a recipe for the cheesecake. Remember that lady was looking for the Famous Bar cheesecake? They said they found that too.
I had onion soup 2 days ago. It was horrible. The onion part, the soup part, was so dark it was like motor oil. It shouldn't be that way. It should be more of a...
Brothy?
Brown, like a lighter brown. And it had too much onion chunks in it. Yeah. It was overdone. Not the same. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's the way this works. We do not care what you want to talk about or call about. That's it. We just need a first name, and this guy's first name is Willie. Hello, Willie.
Hello, this is Willie. I'm from Troy, Missouri.
Well,
I listen to your program every day. I enjoy it, and I know you have your program planned, but mine is, what I've complained about is like what JC was talking about. I was going by the airport to go to Lumiere to go gambling. Anyhow, the police guy pulled me over. He said I was going, I think, 71 or 72 in a 55.
All right, let me stop you for a second, because you threw me when you said, I know you have your program planned. Who is it you think you're calling?
I guess.
Yeah, we don't have a program plan. In fact, if you want to do 2 hours right now, you'd be doing us a favor. So I'm sorry, go ahead. You got pulled over.
Yeah, the officer says I was going 71 or 72. He crossed, I guess, three lanes of traffic because I was in the middle lane, and I had to get over next to that concrete median part. But anyhow, the trailer trucks on my right, they was traveling. I was trying to keep up with the flow of traffic. Mm-hmm. There was four guys on Harley motorcycles to my left. They was passing me.
Now, when was this? When was this?
This was back in June.
Okay.
And why he picked out my 2011 six-cylinder pickup, I don't know.
Do you have a bumper sticker that says something like, I hate stinking cops?
No, sir.
Okay.
There was no bumper sticker.
All right. Just check.
If I'd have been in my Corvette, I could have understood why I got a ticket.
And you could have outrun them.
No, I was in my doggone six-cylinder Chevy pickup.
I understand that. But go ahead.
He crossed three lanes of traffic, risking getting his vehicle smashed up for an auto body to repair. But I was traveling with the flow of traffic, and my dad always says, don't argue with the officer, so I didn't argue with him, but he risked getting his police cruiser wrecked and getting hurt, but I was just traveling with the flow of traffic. Like that fellow said on JC's show, I seen that window, and I don't think that's right for those policemen to be getting radar, pulling people over, giving them tickets. Cost me $200. And I was down at the casino I spent $300 trying to win $200 back.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the darn ticket probably cost me, $500?
Well, what was the speed limit there where you were driving?
Oh, that guy, he told me it drops down to 55,
I think.
In front of the airport there?
Yep.
Or maybe it was 50. But
no,
it was City of Edmonton is who I made the money out of there.
I'm guessing it was 50, because at 55, they're not going to stop. They're not going to ticket you at 61 if it's 55. At
50, he said 71. 70.
Oh, 71.
71 in a 55. Or whatever. But.
Well, either way, if it were 55, you're 11 over at 55, and you're like 16 over if it's 50. So
No, 71 would be 16. 16.
I forgot, but anyhow, you well,
if,
it out.
If it's 50 and he's 71, he's 21 over.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you're 16 over. Either way, yeah, you're gonna get a ticket.
And just because everybody was doing it.
And as far as flow of the traffic, you know, that's like when your dad says to you and your kid, well, if everybody else jumped in the lake, would you jump in there too? They don't care about the others. They got you.
I guess they did.
But that's where
right.
they're sitting up in that
you're
hotel room with the radar through
yeah.
the window.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, they had them on TV. It's the old Drury Inn or something.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're sitting there with a radar gun on the... And
they aimed it at the highway.
Wow.
Radio cops then?
Yeah.
It just wasn't your day, Willie.
No, it wasn't. Well, I enjoy your program, and I'll let you go. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. You too, Willie. Let's see, if I tell the joke now, I've already given away the punchline. So I'll wait till what Willie just said has left everybody's minds, and then I'll bring the joke back. This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Frank. Hi, everybody.
Chris, everybody.
Hi, Chris.
What's going
on? Hi. I have been listening to your show for a really long time, and I've been wanting to call this in for a long time, and you're probably going to think it's really stupid.
No, I doubt that.
So for Schaefer Auto Body,
mm-hmm.
and you always spell it out, mm-hmm. I think a good marketing thing would be to say, come see Schaefer, because there's a C in the name.
Hey.
Can I have a job now?
You know, that's not a horrible idea, but I don't know that it's any more effective than just saying Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
Probably not.
I'm going to give this some thought, though, and maybe I can fine-tune it. And then if it's really successful and he wants to buy it, I'll split the money with you.
He probably wants to meet with you in person first, Chris.
I would, Chris, like to meet with you in person to discuss this further and work.
Okay.
And work. Oh, what'd you say? Okay.
Right.
I'm not used to hearing that. Chris, how old are you?
I'm 41.
My favorite age. What do you say like that? You sound like you're disgusted. That's the new 31.
It's so old.
No, it's not. Trust me. It's not old. It's the new 31, and you sound hot to me.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you
okay.
do. Well, trust
I'll
me.
I'll take that.
Trust me.
I'm
sort of a women's vocal reader. I'm a reader of voice patterns, and I can hear and listen to your voice pattern and tell that you are one hot woman.
Oh, stop. No, go on. I'm kidding.
All right, Chris. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Right,
bye-bye. That sounds very nice. Mm-hmm. And there was a connection. There was a definite connection.
Yeah.
All right. We have to make enough to pay for all of us to be here. More for me. That's just the way it works. Mark and Jason. It's two people, one website, one company, Stiefel Nicholas, that they work for. Part of how we're able to stay on the air, and they've been with us. Now, this deserves a round of applause. What, 12 years or something? 11 or 12? Really? For a long time. And you know why they're still with us? Because it works. It works to be here. It pays off for them. It more than pays for itself. And I say this because we're on the big push for new business. And I'm just telling you, folks, we're gonna sell this thing out like it used to be. And you don't want to be left out in the cold. And you can talk to people like Mark Reed and Jason Becker or John Londoff or Tom Price or Steve Schaefer and go, hey, what's the best advertising money you ever spent? Even though it cost you more than most anything else you'd buy, they would tell you, I hope, and I think they would, the show. Mark and Jason, one of the things that I like about them is that they really are aware of the fact that if they screw around with your money and do stupid things with it, they're going to be out of business and would have been out a long time ago because their success is based on your success. You have $25,000 or more. They want to do the smartest thing possible with it. And they may argue with you on occasion. If you want to do something really stupid, well, if my friend said that I could earn 16% and that's what he's earning. Let me tell you something about people who mouth off about how much money they make on their investments. They blow a lot of smoke. It's like gamblers who tell you they always win in the casino. That's not true. Not true. And why would somebody be so willing to talk so freely about how much they make on their investments unless they had something, an ulterior motive, something to sell, somebody they want to turn you on to that's going to take your... You know what I'm saying? You can't pay a lot of attention to that. And what I like about these guys is they're realists. They don't make promises they can't back up. You can't make promises about investments. You can only make decisions based on their advice, which is based on constantly studying money and finances and investment and taxes and things like that. So first step would be you call and set up an appointment and meet with them. It costs you nothing. You also are under no obligation beyond that. Once you have the meeting, the rest is up to you. And it starts with their website. I hope by now you know it. If not, it's markandjason.com.
With your Golden Oakland e-traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, they're still working with these accidents. The first one is on westbound Natural Bridge at I-170. The two left lanes are blocked. Also, the one Cave Springs at northbound Cave Springs at Highway 70. They're also doing the crash. It's at Buckley and Lime Ferry, and courses of Buckley are shut down. And also the fuel spill that they had, and that is on 360. That is on eastbound 270 at 367. You've got one lane down. Other than that, it's just regular volume that's building now on southbound 270 from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry, and eastbound 40. That's running a little slow from Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway Restaurants. October is now Anytober at Subway Restaurants. Get any regular footlong sub for $5 starting at 7 a.m. From the steak, egg, and cheese to the Italian BMT, at Subway, eat fresh. Prices and participation may vary, plus tax where applicable. Excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, we're in the World Series, J.C.
Tomorrow, J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle are bringing the showgram to Hooters Keener Plaza to help you cheer on the Redbirds.
Trish, quickly, how do you determine the earned run average for a pitcher?
That's why
you need me. Now let's ask J.C. why he needs Trish.
To keep you out of trouble with the Hooters girls?
Correctamundo again. We'll see you noon till 3. It's World Series time in St. Louis.
J.C. Corcoran
with Trish Gazelle
on KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
Hear all the Missouri Tiger football action every week on KTRS, brought to you by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. Go to WKF.com. Proud sponsor of Missouri football.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
What makes Jimmy Johnson and his Hendrick Motorsports teammates so durable? It might just be their motor oil. Quaker State, real durable oil.
Printed this list out, and then I forgot about it, and I left it home for 3 or 4 days. If you remember, a few days ago, Peon revealed to us that he has never seen a Western movie. Unbelievable. So these people start calling and recommending Westerns, and then I printed some out. We'll get to them in a little bit, because there's some pretty good Westerns in here. Peon, all you have to do is pick one or two, and then you give us your report on how you liked a real Western movie. But we have people holding. I want to get to at least one, maybe two. We'll break. We come back, and... Wow, then it's time for the Wood Report, one of my favorite things. This is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you. I have about a minute and a half. It's yours.
I just wanted the French onion soup. There's a restaurant in St. Charles. I don't. Can I say it or not?
Well, no, because then we're implying it's as good. And by the way, I had a couple of emails about that restaurant from people, and they said it's not the same soup. They say it is, but two different people said it's not. And the problem with naming it is if we name it and say they don't, that's negative. If we say they do and then people go and they don't, then they're upset because we told them something that wasn't true. But my take is we've had nobody contact us who has said that they went anywhere and have found that exact recipe. But Peon just checked this Missouri Restaurant Association recipe with the one we had on Facebook, and it's the exact same recipe. So the one on our Facebook page, if you want to make it, which I don't, is the recipe. Now, why some restaurant can't pick that up and run with it, it's spelled out how to do it. Maybe they will. And then
I won't name it, but they advertise on their menu that is...
Well, you know what? Give the name, and then it really is up to them to come through, and if it's not, it's not our fault. What's the name of the restaurant?
It's Mad Cat and Dogs off of Wolfram Road.
Well, that's not one of the ones that we were sent. Mad Cat
and Dogs.
Is that a good name for a restaurant?
No.
Really?
I've had the soup. It's good. You know, it's got like the half inch of cheese on top, and it's
well,
excellent.
We'll leave it up to the public to decide.
Sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mark.
All right, thanks.
All right, Mad Cat and Dogs. First Community Credit Union has an incredible rate if you have good credit. If your credit is good enough, you're talking auto loan rates as low as 1.99%. 1.99%. Now, here's the other thing. They want to give you $100 just for moving your car loan. Yeah, we call it car. It could be a truck, SUV, whatever. If you move your loan over to First Community Credit Union, they'd like to say thank you with $100. The other thank you will be that your payment is probably going to be lower. I don't think there's anybody out there who...